Holy Week Devotional, Monday. On Palm Sunday, Jesus rode a donkey through the streets on his way to Jerusalem, his path paved with cloaks and palm branches. A crowd surrounded him and cheered, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" as he made his way into the city. By calling Jesus Son of David, the people were confirming that Jesus is the Christ, the Anointed One. The crowd hailed Jesus as the long-awaited Messiah King. At the beginning of Holy Week, Jesus is revered, praised, and honored. In fact, as he entered Jerusalem, Matthew 21:10 tells us that the whole city was stirred up. Those who believed and those who did not were both equally stirred up. All eyes were on Jesus, waiting to see what he would do next. On Monday of Holy Week, Jesus continued to stir up Jerusalem. The tension only builds. Listen to what it says in Matthew 21, verses 12 to 17. And Jesus entered the temple and drove out all who sold and bought in the temple. And he overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold pigeons. He said to them, "It is written, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer,' but you make it a den of robbers." And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. But when the chief priests and the scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying out in the temple, "Hosanna to the Son of David," they were indignant, and they said to him, "Do you hear what these are saying?" And Jesus said to them, "Yes. Have you never read, 'Out of the mouths of infants and nursing babies, you have prepared praise?'" And leaving them, he went out of the city to Bethany and lodged there. Now listen to Mark 11:15 to 19. And they came to Jerusalem. And he entered the temple and began to drive out those who sold and those who bought in the temple. And he overturned the tables of money changers and the seats of those who sold pigeons. And he would not allow anyone to carry anything through the temple. And he was teaching them and saying to them, "Is it not written, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer for all the nations?' But you have made it a den of robbers." And the chief priests and the scribes heard it. And they were seeking a way to destroy him, for they feared him, because all the crowd was astonished at his teaching. And when evening came, they went out of the city. Now that we've listened to these passages, take a few minutes and consider these questions. Question one. Perhaps your Bible, like mine, has a heading over this section: Jesus cleanses the temple. How can Jesus' actions be seen as a cleansing? Of what is he cleansing the temple? Pause now and consider. Question two. Palm Sunday was a mountaintop moment in Jesus' ministry as Jesus triumphantly entered Jerusalem. Jesus could have capitalized on the momentum and popularity in order to grow his following, right? What is revealed about Jesus and the kingdom of God that his next move is to go to the temple and call out against the covenant disloyalty he sees there? Pause now and consider. Lastly, reflect on this idea. Sanctification is the process of the Holy Spirit cleansing our hearts from all unrighteousness and fostering in us the fruits of his presence. As you spend time in God's word today, reading of Jesus cleansing the temple and rooting out the sin that is not in line with the holiness of God, consider the temple of your own heart. What needs cleansing? Pause now and reflect. For the rest of the events that happened on Monday of Holy Week, read Luke 19:45 through 48.